Tony.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
Hey, I'm Kate Wells with Michigan Radio's State of Opportunity. Right about now, high school seniors are counting down the days until graduation. In the small township of Ida, Michigan, Alana Roberts is looking back on a pretty busy senior year. She was the first student in her high school, maybe even her whole township, to come out as transgender. Man, those first few months were rough.
A lot of guys threatened to, like rip out my hair extensions when I was, like, walking by, and, like, a couple guys wanted to fight me because I had them, and just girls would be like, oh, my God, her tracks are showing. Like, she doesn't even know what she's doing, and just stuff like that, you know?
This time last year, when Alana Roberts was still living as Damien, she went to prom as a guy wearing a tux and short hair. After she came out as transgender, she started wearing makeup, hair extensions, and eventually taking hormones. One time, a guy compared her to a cross-dressing serial killer in front of the entire class.
My teacher was like, go to the office. Like, that was the first time I ever remember anyone, like, sticking up for me or, like, telling someone to go, like, away. You know what I mean? Like, it was just, I don't know, I enjoy that.
Of course, before any of this, Alana had to come out to her mom, Lindsay.
That day when she told me, she just said, don't be mad. I hope you're not going to be mad.
Alana says she told her mom that she was transgender in a very teenage way, all at once and with a lot of demands.
The minute I told her, I was like, oh, I want hormones. I want hair extensions. I want this, that. Like, everything just so crazy, like, right the minute I told her. And she was like, okay, like, chill out.
And I said, well, you know, that's going to cost a lot of money, you know? And I said, I don't really know if we're going to be able to afford to do all of them things right now. And I guess I kind of swept it under the rug for, like, months because mostly I was afraid of what everybody was going to say and think.
But Alana didn't let up. And eventually, Lindsay said, okay, you can go to therapy and we'll try some support groups. And over time, Alana's therapist started prescribing hormones to help with her transition. Both Alana and Lindsay say that's when life started getting a lot easier. And Lindsay made a promise to herself from then on that she was never going to be ashamed to go shopping with her daughter or to post Facebook photos of her or just to say, I have a transgender daughter.
You know, I just told myself from the start, if I'm going to be ashamed, then she's going to be ashamed of herself.
But with Alana's dad, things have been harder. He lives out of state. He's remarried. And on her 18th birthday, Alana says she got a text message from him.
He was like, happy birthday. You've grown to be such a great young man and all this stuff. And I texted back. I was really frustrated. And I was like, if you were here at all the past 6 months, you would know that I'm not a young man and I never really was. And then he was like, well, I'm not going to sugarcoat anything. I was there 18 years ago when you were born and you were born a boy. So, and that's the last time I've talked to him.
But there's also been a lot of good this year, too. Alana has been going to cosmetology school at night, which she loves. She gets her degree from there in December. She started dating her boyfriend, a guy that she hadn't even seen since elementary school. A friend of theirs told him about how Damien was transgender.
He was like, oh, ew. And then she showed him a picture of me, and he was like, okay, yeah. So he doesn't treat me like anything but a girl. Like, it just is great.
So Alana, her boyfriend, her mom, and her grandma all went prom dress shopping together this year. She found this strapless, blue, sparkly gown, and it was amazing, she says, just to get to go to prom in that dress with her boyfriend 1 year after going to prom as Damien. Alana says she doesn't know exactly where she wants to go after graduation, just someplace new.
Possibly have people not even know anything about my past and just see me as any other woman. Like, it's not that, like, I'm ashamed of being trans or anything. I just really like blending in and not causing any, like, attention to myself. Because I feel like around here, like, if I just go to the store, like, everyone's, like, staring at me. Like, it's just, yeah.
She says that's really all that she wants. She just wants to find a place where she can just be Alana. For State of Opportunity, I'm Kate Wells.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.